我想我今天还是准备和弟兄姊妹一起来思想一个非常基本的问题。
Today, as usual, I would like to meditate with brothers and sisters on something very fundamental.
无论我们是刚信主不久，或者信主有一些日子，都是一个非常重要的事情。
This is important to those of us who just believe the Lord or who have believed the Lord for quite some time.
我想我们开始之前先一起来思想一下基本这个事。
Before we start, let's meditate on this matter of fundamental.
在提摩太后书第二章三章十三节里面有一句话。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 13, there's this word.
他说到只是作恶的和迷惑人的必越久越恶，他欺哄人也被人欺哄。
Here it says, but evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived.
我想我们如果有点留意的话，我们生活的这个环境的确就处在这样的一种情况里面。
If we take notice, then the circumstance we're living today in today is like this.
罪恶的事，迷惑人的事是越来越多。
Things that are evil or things that are deceiving become more and more.
神所创造的一些基本的标准好像已经变得越来越模糊了。
The basic fundamental things that God has instituted seem to have become more and more blurred.
什么是男人，什么是女人，好像已经要分不清了。
For example, what is a man, what is a woman?
道德上什么是羞辱，什么是荣耀，也没有明显的标准。
In terms of moral standards, what is shame, what is glory, seems like it's not clear anymore.
仇敌要做的和当日在伊甸园所要做的，的确是一件事。
The enemy will do today the same thing he did in the Garden of Eden that day.
他只要在神的话语和标准上加上三个字，不一定。
He just needs to add two words to what God says. He says, not surely.
那就可以把我们一切的建造都毁掉。
Then everything that we have been constructed on will be demolished.
当我们的根基和标准没有了，所有的建造就毫无意义。
When the foundation is shaken, then all of this is meaningless.
我想我们今天信主了之后，这个不一定的心思也一直在那里影响我们。
After we believe the Lord, this mindset of not surely,is continuing to deceive us.
并且是非常的厉害。
And it is very severe.
很多时候你会觉得我不一定要清楚得救了，我只要说我受浸，我只要说我相信主就可以了。
Perhaps we could say that we believe the Lord, we don't need to very clearly know that we have been saved.
好像不一定每个人都要这么爱主，不一定每个人都要这么绝对，不一定每个人都要奉献给主。
Not surely everyone needs to love the Lord this way. Not surely does everyone have to consecrate the Lord this way. Not surely do we need to serve the Lord this way.
我只要有聚会，我有祷告，我也来参加擘饼就够了。
As long as I gather, I pray, and I attend breaking of bread, then that is enough.
当我们追求主上面的根基和标准，如果变得模糊了，这个不一定进来的话，我们就是在徒劳，就是在空跑。
As we are following the Lord, if we let this idea of not surely come into our midst, then we'll be pursuing in vain.
所以我想当我们说到根基的事情，基本的事，我们里面要先有一个很深的感觉。
So when we speak of those basic things, those fundamental things, we need to have this understanding.
就是这些基本的根基的事情是绝对不能随便，绝对不能不一定的。
That is, those things that are fundamental, those things that are basic, cannot be not surely.
在属灵的事上我们要真的认识对真理有真的有经历。
We want to know the Lord and have true experience in spiritual things.
有一个原则。
There's one principle.
就是在马太福音第七章七到八节。
That is in Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 and 8.
马太福音第七章七到八节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 and 8.
他说你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。因为祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
今天无论是多么基本的事情，都是这个原则。
Whatever is fundamental, it is based on this principle.
基本绝不等于不用花功夫。
For those things that are fundamental, doesn't mean that we do not have to exercise on it.
基本也不等于我不用认真，随便听听就可以有。
And fundamental doesn't mean that I could just listen carelessly and I'll have it.
基本更不等于廉价，好像我不用重视。
And it certainly does not mean that it is not precious.
所有在信主的事情上随便的人，一定不会爱主的。
For those who are careless on these matters, then
一定不会爱主的。
Then we will not love the Lord.
也绝对不可能把自己完全交给主的。
And we cannot give ourselves fully to the Lord.
不能爱主，不能把自己交给主，很多时候是在信主的根基上出了问题。
If we cannot love the Lord or cannot give ourselves fully to the Lord, often the problem, the issue is at the fundamental part.
如果我们在信主最根基的事情上出了问题，我们后面的路就一定走不下去。
If we have error in these fundamental matters of believing the Lord, then we cannot walk forward at some point.
我们只有回到最起初，把我们信主的根基搞对了，我们才能重新开始。
We have to come back to the beginning, come back to the basics, and figure these things out, then we can walk.
我今天为什么要信主？
Today, why would I believe the Lord?
主到底值不值得我把时间、精力都投在他的身上？
Is the Lord worth it that I would pour out my time and my energy on Him?
我一生都交在他的手里，是否真的妥当？是否值得？
Would I put my entire life in His hands? Is that really assured?
如果基本的事情不解决，后面绝不可能有路走。
If we do not deal with these fundamental questions, then we cannot walk in the future.
所以我想，当我们面对基本的事，我们一定要在主面前走得踏实。
Therefore, when it concerns these fundamental matters, we need to walk with, on solid ground.
基本乃是说到，如果没有这件事，后面一切都是空谈。
Fundamental speaks of if we do not have this, then everything else would not have a foundation.
我们刚才读的神的话到底是怎么说的？
What did we just read in God's word?
我们再读一遍。
We'll read this again.
马太福音第七章七到八节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8.
他说，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives, and he who finds, and he who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened.
这里到底在说什么呢？
What is this speaking of?
他就是说，只要我们没有祈求，我就不可能有真的得着。
It says that if we do not ask, then we would not have true gain.
我们很多时候可能因着神的怜悯，我都没有认真祷告寻求过，这件事情我就得着了。
Perhaps sometimes by His mercy, even if we do not pray and pursue something, He will give something to us.
好像祝福就白白的临到我了。
And the blessing seemingly comes freely.
我们里面就觉着我经历到了。
Then we feel that we have experienced His blessing.
我得着主了。
We have gained the Lord.
但是我们只能说我得着了外面的祝福。
But we can only say we gained the blessing.
因为我们没有祈求，就不可能得着主要我们所得着，就不可能得着主他自己。
Because we didn't pray, we cannot gain what the Lord wants us to gain, that is He Himself.
我们没有祈求，只能得着祝福，却不能得着赐祝福的主。
If we do not ask, then we can only get the blessing, not the one who blesses.
我们只是有了经历，却没有得着。
We had some experience, but we did not have true gain.
这个基本的功课还要重新来学。
And we have to learn this fundamental lesson once again.
没有寻找就不能寻见。
If we do not seek, then we will not find.
即使今天别人把它摆在我的面前，我也不能寻见。
Even if someone puts this in front of my face, I still cannot find it.
他就是指给我看，说这个就是了。我今天因着没有寻找，我还是不能寻见。
Even if someone points it out to me, because I do not seek, I will not find.
很多时候我们年长弟兄把真理讲得非常清楚，明明白白摆在我的面前。
Oftentimes our elder brothers would share some truth very clearly in front of our eyes.
我们的悟性里面的确明白了，的确有一点感觉自己摸到了。
And in our understanding, we feel that we touched it somewhat.
里面有一个感觉觉得真好。
And we feel that it is good.
我们也可以讲一样的话。
And we can say the same thing.
就会感觉我得着了。
And we'll feel that we have gained.
主的话我拿到了。
We gained the Lord's word.
但是如果我们这个人在神的面前不是积极的在那里寻找。
But if we before the Lord, we are not earnestly seeking.
我在真理的面前没有一个要得着的心，要寻找道的心。
If I do not have a heart that wants to seek and find,
即使真理被讲得再明白，被指在我的面前再直接，我仍然得不着。
Even if the truth has been explained clearly before me, I will still not find it.
因为只有寻找，他才能寻见。
Because only those who seek shall find.
若我们没有叩门，主是不会向我们开门的。
If we do not knock, the Lord will not open the door for us.
而且任何人都没有办法替我们开门。
More so, no one else could open that door for us.
也没有一个人能够来替我叩门。
And there is no one who could come and knock for me.
我不能因着别人的追求，弟兄姊妹的追求，这个门我就叩开了。
I cannot rely on other brothers and sisters pursuing, and somehow this door will be knocked open.
我好像跟在他的后面，做一个跟得最紧的人，一直跟着他。当他进去的时候，我就溜进去。
And I would follow that person very closely, so that when that person goes to the door, I would also get by.
我感觉我们很多时候对主的门有一个错误的认识。
I feel often we have an incorrect understanding of the Lord's door.
它特别像那种旧房子里面的一种破门。
We feel that it is those broken down doors in an old house.
就那种门它总是关不严。
Those doors cannot be closed very securely.
就稍微有一点风，那个门就被吹开了。
If there's some wind, the door will be blown open.
有时候我们就会想，今天有一个传福音的风，我赶紧要投上去。
Sometimes perhaps we see there's a wind of the gospel, and so we will follow.
我只要在那个风气里面。那传福音的门就开了，它就被吹开了。
As long as I'm part of in that atmosphere, then the door will be blown open.
好像就等于我在主的面前学会了怎么传福音了。
Then I would as if I learned how to preach the gospel.
或者当我们听到弟兄们在那里讲你要尽心、尽意、尽力的来爱主我们的神。
Or when we hear our brothers sharing with us that we need to love the Lord with all our heart, mind, and soul.
我们弟兄们说到我们要回归，回到主的面前。
Our brothers speak of that we need to recover.
我们在聚会里面的确心被感动了，心也被激动了，我们想要来爱主。
And we need to return, and that we have been touched by the Lord, and we want to respond.
好像觉得每一次心这么一被感动，这么一被激动，这个爱主的门，回归的门，慢慢就被震开了。
And every time when we are stirred up within,then it seems like this door has been slowly opened.
好像就因着这些感动，我就进到这个门里面了。
Because of that being stirred up, that we have entered through the door.
但是神的话却说，只有叩门的人，才会让这个门真的向我们打开。
But the Lord's word says that only those who knock, the door will be opened unto them.
我们在所有认识主最小的事情上，他只要是属灵的事。
In all the small matters, no matter how small, as long as the spiritual matter,
都是马太福音第七章七到八节这一个原则。
It is all governed by this principle of Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. And knock, it will be opened unto you.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为第八节他说，因为祈求的就得着。寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
Because verse 8 says that for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
我们今天不能够把那个不一定加在主的话上。
Today we cannot add the two words not surely onto the Lord's words.
主的话怎么说，那我们的路就要怎么走。
How the Lord says, then we ought to walk that way.
主是说要祈求，要寻找，要叩门。那我们今天的心智就是要来寻找，就是要来祈求，就是要来叩门。
The Lord says we need to ask, we need to seek, we need to knock. Therefore, we might have to have this mindset that we will ask today, we will seek today, we will knock today.
我想这是我们一定要先来认定的一件事情。
We have to be first solid on this point.
在认识主的事情上，我们必须是一个祈求的人，必须是一个寻找的人，也必须是一个叩门的人。
On the matter of knowing the Lord, we need to be someone who asks, we need to be someone who seeks, we need to be someone who knocks.
然后我们再来看这基本的事情是什么。
Then we can come back and look at what is the fundamental.
我想今天和弟兄姊妹一起思想的题目叫做所望之事。
Today I would like to share with brothers and sisters on the matter of things that's hoped for.
我们先一起读希伯来书第十章三十五节到第十一章第一节。
We'll read Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35 to chapter 11 verse 1.
希伯来书第十章三十五节到第十一章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35 to chapter 11 verse 1.
然后我们一起来读。
We'll read this in unison.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心，必得大赏赐。你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。因为还有一点点的时候，那要来的就来，并不延迟。只是一人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。三十五节这里他说到勇敢的心。
In verse 35, it speaks of confidence.
有的翻译它翻译成勇敢 boldness.
In some translations, it's translated as boldness.
也有的翻译成有确据 confidence.
And some translations use the word confidence.
其实在原文里面这个字有两个意思。
In original Greek, there are two meanings.
它一个是说到公开的、诚实的、没有隐瞒的、不拐弯抹角的。
The first meaning is that it's open, frankly, without concealment, without ambiguity or circumlocution.
另一个是说到没有惧怕的信心，有喜乐的勇气，确据，勇敢。
The second meaning is fearless confidence, cheerful courage, assurance, and boldness.
这个词一共在圣经里面出现过三十二次。
This word is used 32 times in the Bible.
你如果都去把它找出来读一下，你就会发现一件事情。
If you find all the occurrences and read it, you'll find one thing.
这里说到勇敢的心，不是说到我们情绪的发表。
Here, the boldness that it speaks of is not an expression of emotion.
也不是说到我们性格的那个表现要勇敢。
And it is not that we have a character of boldness.
如果是这样的话，那外向的人，他就比内向安静的人要容易得多来学这件事情。
Otherwise, those who are extroverts would be have an easier time learning this than introverts.
这里勇敢的心乃是说到里面有确据，有信心，不害怕。
Here, the boldness speaks of that the inner man there's within an assurance, a confidence.
因着里面的确据，外面能够有一个公开的发表。
And because of the assurance within, that outwardly there could be an expression.
能够有一个不拐弯抹角的发表。
There could be an expression of no ambiguity.
因着我们里面抓得住主，有确据，有信心，外面就有一个勇敢的表现。
Because we held on to the Lord within, so therefore outwardly we can have this expression.
什么时候当主对我们真，我们的信心就真。
Whenever the Lord is real for us, then our faith would also be real.
我们里面就知道我在讲什么。
Then we know what we're talking about.
我们就能为着这个真实而站得稳。
And then we can stand firm for this truth.
很多时候我们没有办法为主做见证，觉得为难，害怕。
A lot of times we cannot testify for the Lord. We feel that we are afraid.
的确，我们今天的这个环境好像有很多的不方便和麻烦和压力。
In today's circumstances, there seems to be a lot of difficulties and pressure.
的确，我们外面的方式要灵巧，有时候不能太鲁莽。
Outwardly, sometimes we need to be. We need to be smart.
但我越来越觉得，那个让我们在神面前失去勇敢的心，真正的那个原因。
But what is that root cause? For losing that confidence.
不是因为外面这些社会的原因。
It's not because of the outward society.
而是因为神对我们不够真实。
It is because the Lord is not real enough for us.
主对我的最心底没有那么的宝贵。
In the deepest part of my heart, I do not treasure him as much.
圣经的话在我的身上没有真实的权柄。
The scripture does not have true authority in my life.
我虽然信主了，
even though I believe the Lord,
但我好像也没有那么相信我所相信的。
But I seem to not fully believe everything that I seem to believe.
不是外面的问题，也不是性格的问题。
It's not an issue of outward or of character.
而是今天神对我不真的问题。
But it's because the Lord, God, is not real for me.
是信心的问题。
It is a matter of faith.
这是这件事背后的根源。
That is the root cause behind this matter.
所以我们若要在神的面前有一颗勇敢的心。
So if we want to have this heart of boldness before our Lord,
我们就必须要来追求一件事，神必须对我这个人是实在的，是真实的。
Then we have to pursue one thing, that God is real for me.
我的信心必须是无伪的信心。
My faith has to be genuine.
一点虚，一点假，都掺不得。
There cannot be any falsehood within.
里面的信心不真，我们外面的人马上就垮掉。
If there's a faith that is not fully genuine within, then we will collapse outwardly.
里面的信不真，我们绝不可能在神的面前有一颗真的勇敢的心。
And we cannot have a true faith before the Lord that is with courage.
我们可以勇敢，但却没有勇敢的心。
We can have courage, but not have a heart of courage.
这不是性格的问题，而是我们是否真的相信的问题。
This is not a matter of character. It is whether we truly have faith.
在接下去的第36节。
And verse
36. 其实翻译的时候漏掉了一个字。
There's a word that's lacking in the translation.
36节一开始有因为这两个字，是连着35节的。
And the first word in verse 36 is the word for.
所以它应该是这样的，我再读一下35到36节。
I'll read verse 35 and 36 together.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心，必得大赏赐。因为你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
也就是说我们里面如果没有真的信心，没有确据主对我不真的话，
That is, if we do not have confidence within, if the Lord is not real for me,
我就不可能有忍耐，
Then I cannot have endurance,
我就不可能行神的旨意，
Then I cannot do his will,
我就更不可能去得着那所应许的，
And I could not receive the promise.
只有我们里面抓得住主，有信心，主对我们是真实的。
Only if we can hold on to the Lord and the Lord is real to us,
我们才可能去忍耐，才可能去行神的旨意，才可能去得着神所应许给我们的。
Then it is possible for us to have endurance. Then it is possible for us to do the will of God. Then it is possible to receive the promise.
根基如果都没有，基本的是我们如果在神的面前没有好好的学过。
If we do not have the fundamentals, if we have not spent time learning these lessons,
是绝对不可能往前去的。
Then it is impossible to move forward.
主若对我不真，我的心中抓不住主。
If the Lord is not real to me, I cannot hold on to him in my heart.
我里面时常感觉是虚的。
Often I would feel that it is fake within.
而我同时又要来学忍耐的功课，我又要来行神的旨意，又要得着所应许的。
And at the same time, I still need to learn the lesson of endurance. I still need to do his will. I still need to receive his promise.
这样就会出现一种情况，忍耐就会变成在我们的心中积聚愤怒。
Then the situation would be that through this endurance, we will simply accumulate anger.
行神的旨意就变成遵守各样外面的规条。
And when we're trying to follow God, follow his will, then we will simply be following outward rules.
得着所应许的就变成抽象，我里面完全没有感觉，对我完全没有吸引的东西。
And this matter of receiving the promise will simply be an abstract matter, and it would not be attractive to me.
38节他说，而是义人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
Verse 38 says, Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
更准确一点的翻译应该是只是义人必因信而活，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
Here it says, the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
也就是说，我们如果要来讨主的喜悦，
In other words, if we want to please him,
我们在主的面前就必须有一个因信而活的实际。
Then we need to have the reality of the living by faith.
否则就不可能讨主的喜悦，因为主说我就不喜欢他。
Otherwise, it is impossible to please him because the Lord says, my soul has no pleasure in him.
若不是因信而活，神的心就不能喜欢我们。
If we do not live by faith, then the Lord cannot pleasure in us.
也就是说，缺了这件事情，别的事情我都做好，都做对了。主还是不能喜欢我们。
In other words, if we lack this one thing and we do everything else right, the Lord still cannot take pleasure in us.
可能今天弟兄姊妹们喜欢我，我的同事喜欢我。
Perhaps brothers and sisters take pleasure in me. Perhaps my colleagues can do so.
弟兄姊妹们，没有人讨厌我。
Brothers and sisters do not hate me.
但因着我们缺了因信而活这件事，主就不能喜欢我们。
But if we are lacking this one thing of living by faith, then the Lord cannot take pleasure in us.
而且神的话怎么说？他说，如果不是因信而活，在神的眼中，这就是一种退后的生活。
And what does the Lord say? If we do not have this, if we do not live by faith, then it will be someone who is drawing back.
也就是说，我们不再往前了，停止追求了。
And we're no longer going forward. We no longer pursue.
在我们身上慢慢的就印证一件事情。
Slowly, there will be something that will become clear.
我们就要看见我曾经是在前的，但今天我在后。
I once was first, but now I'm last.
今天我在神的面前落下去了，退下去了。
I have been backsliding before the Lord.
我不再是在主的面前单纯的、积极的要往前走了。
I'm no longer simple.Before him, I'm no longer with zeal to follow him.
这是一件可怕的事情。
This is something that is very severe.
因为是神的话来判定我们是退后了。
Because it's God's word that judges that we are shrinking back.
不因信而活，就是退后了。
If we do not live by faith, then we are drawing back.
从外面的表现上来看，我们自己可能都不觉得，弟兄姊妹们也不觉得。
Outwardly, perhaps we do not notice. Perhaps brothers and sisters do not notice.
因为没有人的心里面会真的在那里说，主啊，我今天要退后了。
Because no one will in their heart says, today, Lord, I will draw back.
也没有人会把这件事拿出来讲的。
And no one will bring this out to share with others.
但是如果我们今天在主面前的光景，不能像我们起初信主那样。
But if today we cannot have the same condition today as when we first believed the Lord.
我们不能因着单纯的信靠他而生活。
We cannot live by the simple faith.
那主今天实在要对我们说，弟兄啊，姊妹啊，你今天是退后了。
Then the Lord will say to you, brother, sister, you are drawing back.
我们以前可能每周都非常忙，一周只能来一次聚会。
In the past, perhaps we were very busy and we can only come to one meeting per week.
但我们每一次到主的面前，都是全新的到主的面前，要来听到主的话，渴慕的来听到他的话。
But every time when we come before him, we are coming wholeheartedly desire to hear his word.
我们每一次聚在主的面前，里面都是火热的，里面都是活泼的。
Every time when we gather before him, we have a zeal within. We are alive.
我们一听到主的话，我们里面人好像就活起来了，就要继续的往前走。
When we hear his words, we are quickened and we want to follow him.
但慢慢的，我们可能安稳一点。
But slowly, perhaps we settled in.
每周都有好几个聚会。
And every week we have many meetings.
我也祷告，我也交通。
And I pray, I share.
还有弟兄们安排我们做一些服事。
And the brethren assign us to do certain service.
大家都会觉得。这个弟兄，这个姊妹，真的不错，真的挺有追求的。
Then people will think, oh, this brother, that sister is pretty good. There's some pursuit after the Lord.
这是很认真的弟兄姊妹才对。
This is someone who is very serious before the Lord.
没有人会说我们是退后的。
No one will say that we have been backsliding.
不仅别人不会这么说，我们很多时候自己暗暗的也觉得我不是退后的，我是在向前的。
Not only others won't say this of us, perhaps sometimes secretly we will think, ah, I'm not someone who's drawing back.
我们不会觉得我在主面前退后了，如果我这些事情我都在做。
If we're doing all these things, it is difficult for us to think, oh, we're drawing back.
但我们今天要让神的话来检查我们，来检验我们最深处的光景，到底向着他是如何的。
But we need to let the Lord examine our hearts, the depths of our hearts, to see what our condition is.
来显明我们心中那些隐而未现的东西。
To reveal what is in our hearts that's hidden.
是人不能看见，但却是神要看的。
It is what others cannot see, but what God will look at.
我想我们如果在神的面前，神看我们是退后的，我们自己又不觉着，我们实在就没有路往前走。
If before the Lord sees us as drawing back, but we do not know that we are drawing back, then we would not have a way out.
如果今天神要来显明我们的问题，我们要在主的面前求主怜悯我们。
If the Lord will reveal our problems to us, then we need to ask Him to have mercy on us.
我们真的心底子里面要跟主说，主啊，我要回头了。我要回到你的面前，重新来过。
From the bottom of our hearts, we need to tell the Lord, Lord, I will start over. I will start from the beginning.
我们不要做一个看起来没有退后，看起来在往前走的人。
We do not want to be someone who seems to not be drawing back.
也不要做一个别人觉得我是往前的人。
And do not be like someone who others feel that you are moving forward.
我们要在神的面前，让他能够说我们。你不是退后的人，今天你是在向前走的人。
Before the Lord, we need to let Him say, "You are not someone who draws back, but you are pressing forward."
我们里面真的要跟主说，主啊，无论如何，我不能在你的眼中成为一个退后的人。
We need to say before the Lord, no matter what, we cannot be in your eyes as someone who is drawing back.
我们如果没有这样的心，我们还怎么往前去？
If we do not have this heart, how can we move forward?
就像我们弟兄所交通的。只有当我们看到我们今天被掳了，我们才有机会回得来。
Just like our brother shares, only if we see ourselves as being in captivity, then we have a chance to return.
我看到我的问题，那是我得拯救的开始。
To see that we have an issue, that is the beginning of being redeemed.
我们真的要求主来检查我们心中的情况到底是如何，让外面的事情放在一边。
We indeed have to ask the Lord to examine our hearts. What is its condition, ignoring the outward circumstances?
我们都要到主的面前来对自己的情况负责任。
We have to be responsible before the Lord for our own condition.
我们不要为自己找理由，觉得我做了一些事情，应该是没有退后吧。
Do not give excuses or reason that I have done these things.So I probably am not drawing back.
我们要来问主，主啊，你今天怎么看我呢？我是否在你面前还是一个向前的人呢？
We have to ask the Lord, Lord, how do you see me? Am I someone who is moving forward?
我们只要接受神的审判，让神来光照我们。
We can only accept God's judgment. May His light shine upon us.
因为诗篇五十一篇第七节，他又说道，因为神所要的祭。就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
In Psalm 51:17 it says, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise."
我不知道大家会不会有一种的感觉。
I do not know if you have this feeling.
就是生活里面真的很多时候充满好多的愁苦。
There's so much bitterness in our daily life.
我的情绪一直在那里的波动。
My emotions are like a roller coaster.
遇见一些困难，里面烦躁的不得了。
When there's some difficulties, then I'm restless within.
有时候外面可能真的没有什么大的事情发生。
Perhaps there's not something huge happening outwardly.
但我们看到别人做事情，听到别人讲话，我们里面就非常的烦。
But when we see someone doing something, we hear something.Then we feel unease within.
我们里面有一种好大的不满意，一种无名的火就上来了。
Then we have this unreasonable indignation within.
好像总觉得经历什么事情，里面总觉得不满意。
That we feel that this is not just.
我们的情绪全被这些的东西所霸占了。
And our emotions will be occupied by these things.
或者遇到一些难处，里面的人完全垮下来了。
or we face some circumstance and our inner man completely collapses,
你就落得非常的低，好像就躺在那里起不来了。
Then we get to a low point. It seems like we're lying down and we cannot get up anymore.
好像我也不要起来了。
And as if we do not even want to get up.
或者很多时候我们发肉体了，一下那个火气发出来了，自己发现了，别人也发现了。
Or perhaps in a moment that our flesh came out and we noticed and others noticed.
我们就退后了，就觉得啊，我好丢脸啊，我怎么是这个样子？我就完全的退后了。
So then we are ashamed and we draw back and we completely draw back.
就是算了吧，不用再追求了。
And we'll say, let's give up, no more pursuing.
还我们生活当中，我们的在想什么事情，也不能受控制。
Or what we're thinking about in our daily living, we cannot control that.
好像我的那个心思一直在那里的放纵。
My mind keeps wandering.
有一些根本没有的事情，但因着我一直想，我就把它想成是真的。
There are certain things that are not real, but because I keep thinking about it, it becomes almost real to me.
别人都告诉你没有的。但是因着我就这么想，我就相信就是这样的。
Other people tell me it's not so, but because I keep thinking that way, then I accidentally convince myself.
或者我的情绪一受波动，我完全拉不住那样的感觉。
Or my emotions, whenever it fluctuates, I cannot control it.
当情绪来了的时候，追求主、祷告、交通、服侍主，都得靠边站。
And when my emotions are raging, then I cannot serve the Lord, I cannot pray, I cannot read the Bible.
我的意志也不能在神的面前说我坚定的主啊，我要来追求你。
And even my will cannot stand firm before the Lord.
我们不能把主摆在我所要的最重要的事情上。
And we cannot put him in the center of what we want.
主好像总不能够成为我意志的目的。
And he cannot become my central purpose.
当环境、心思、感觉配合我的时候，我的意志好像坚定一点。
When the circumstances and my emotions and my mind, are all in concert.
当这些事情如果不配合，我的意志就没有办法来要主了。
Then I can follow the Lord, but when these things are chaotic, then I cannot follow.
我这个人就落下去了。
And I will get to a low point.
我好像我自己想要什么，也不能受我的控制。
And even what I want to do, I cannot control.
我们在主的面前一直有一种懒惰，好像殷勤不起来。
And we would be slothful before the Lord.
里面那个人没有办法支配外面这些的情绪和情感。
And the inner man cannot govern the emotions and these outward manifestations.
我里面的情况、意志、情感是一团的乱麻，完全不受支配。
And my emotions, my mind, and my will are all chaotic and cannot be subjected to the inner man.
总是在这些的事上不能得拯救。
And I cannot be saved on these matters.
也无法接受神今天安排发生在我身上的事情。
And I cannot accept the things that the Lord has arranged to happen in my daily life.
慢慢里面就会出现一种的想法，我们就会觉得也许生活就是这样了。
Then slowly we'll have perhaps this feeling that we'll think,Perhaps this is just life.
这不就是人吗？人不就是这样的生活吗？
This is just human nature.
我们好像不再盼望要在这些事上得神的拯救了。
We no longer have this desire to be saved in these matters by the Lord.
我们在这些情况中就 let it be 了。
Then we let it be.
我们好像就承认基督徒的生活也不过是如此，就是这样了。
And we proclaim that Christian living is just like this as well.
或者有的人他天性乐观一点，不受里面缺少一根筋。
Perhaps there are some people who are naturally more optimistic.
他好像性格又温和，自制力又很强。
And perhaps there are people who have higher self-control, or perhaps,
yeah, 这样的人也不会想要来在主的面前，在他自己的心思、情感、意志上得拯救的。
Or perhaps they're more gentle. And these people will not come to the Lord to ask for help on these matters either.
但是是不是我们的生活就该这样呢？
But should our living be this way?
我们是不是就要觉得这就是人，我不能要求太多。
Should we say this is just natural and we cannot ask for more?
但是希伯来书第十章三十九节，他是怎么说的？
But what does it say in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 39?
他说我们却不是退后入沉沦的那种人， 乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
It says, but we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul.
那个灵魂原文没有灵的，只有魂那一个字。
Here it speaks of the soul.
所以我们再读一遍，他乃是说了，我们却不是退后入沉沦的那种人，乃是有信心以致魂得救的人。
Here it says, but we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的主今天说我们不是那种人。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord today says that we are not these people.
我们的主说我们不是要被那种魂所支配过一生的人。
The Lord says that we are not those people who will let our soul be in control all the days of our life.
我们的主不是要说我们的心思情感在那里捆绑我们一辈子的人。
Our Lord is saying we are not of those people who will let our mind and our emotions control us all the days of our life.
我们的主今天要让我们成为另外一种人。
Our Lord will have us be another kind of people.
乃是有信心以致魂能够得拯救的人。
Those who believe to the saving of the soul.
我们是否看到主的话怎么说呢？
Do we see the Lord's word?
今天我们在主的面前要成为哪种人呢？
What kind of people do we want to be before the Lord today?
他这里只说到两种人。
Here it only speaks of two kinds of people.
我们信了主，如果不是有信心以致魂得拯救的人。
If we believe the Lord and we are not of those people who believe to the saving of the soul.
那我们必然就要成为另外一种人，就是退后入沉沦的那种人。
Then certainly we will become those who draw back to perdition.
这里没有第三种人。
There's not a third alternative.
这里更没有退后反而魂能够得拯救的人。
And even more so, there's not the kind where you can draw back and your soul is still saved.
沉沦不是说我们好像今天失去救恩了。
Here, perdition is not talking about losing of our salvation.
乃是说我们今天虽然得救，但是我们在地上和不信主的人差不了太多。
But that is to say, we believe the Lord today, but amongst others who do not believe, we seem the same.
我里面的心思情感和我所要的完全不能得救。
My mind and my emotion and whatever I want within cannot be saved.
我今天虽然信主了，但我好像仍然是沉沦的一样的光景。
Even though I believe the Lord today, I seem to have the same condition as those who are in perdition.
我想我们里面都会有这样非常真实的感受。
I believe we will have this true kind of feeling within.
我们都有一种感觉，我们的魂若不蒙拯救，我今天知道的越多，我的情况是越 miserable 的。
We have this feeling that if our soul is not saved, the more that we learn, the more we feel miserable within.
我知道的越多，我里面越被自己在论断，越在主的面前没有出路。
The more we know, the more self-condemnation that we have within, the more we feel hopeless that there's no way out.
今天不是我们要自己计划一件什么事情，好像我们要做一件大事来让我们得救。
Today, it is not that we are planning something grand in order for us to be saved.
也不是我们自己在那里安慰自己说没有事的，有一天有出路的。
And it is not that we can comfort ourselves and says, no matter, one day we will be saved.
不是的，而是我们的主，他要让我们不成为退后入沉沦的人。我们的主要让我们成为有信心以致魂能够得拯救的人。
But rather, our Lord will not have us be those who draw back to perdition.But he wants us to be those who believe to the saving of the soul.
我们的主在这里说，你今天信了我，那你就要成为有信心，以致你的魂能够得拯救的人。
The Lord says, if you believe me today, then you need to believe unto the saving of the soul.
这是我们每一个人该有的身份和地位。
This is the normal, condition and position that we should have.
这是我们的主所应许给我们，要我们去得着的。
This is what the Lord has promised.That we ought to get.
我们今天可能还没有，还在失败。
Perhaps today we do not have it yet, and we are still failing.
但我们里面不能相信那恶者的谎言。
But we cannot believe the lies of the enemy.
相信主的人不应该和世人是一样的，不应该就活在这样沉沦的光景当中。
Those who believe the Lord are different from those who do not believe. We should not be living in perdition.
主应许我们，我们的魂。是可以得蒙拯救的。
The Lord promised that our souls can be saved.
这是一件确定的事情。
This is a truth.
让我们都起来追求主所要我们得着的。
May we rise up and pursue after what the Lord will have us receive.
既然是主所要给我们的， 那我们就要追求。
If the Lord will give this to us, then we ought to pursue it.
因为主说过，祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，那叩门的就要给他开门。
Because the Lord has said, ask and you'll receive, and seek and you'll find, and knock and the door will be opened for you.
今天我们有没有得着是一回事情，但我们要不要来得着完全是另外一回事情。
Today, it is one matter whether we have received it or not, but it's a different matter whether we want to receive it or not.
有信心以致魂能够得拯救，才是基督徒该有的生活的情况。
To believe to the saving of the soul is the condition of a normal Christian.
我们要在主的面前抓住他的应许，抓住他的话，有一颗勇敢的心来追求。
We need to cling on to his promise, cling on to his word,to have boldness to follow him.
不要丢弃那勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。
Do not cast away that heart of confidence, because then we will receive that promise.
我们的魂不能得救，问题到底出在哪里？
What is the central issue for our soul not being saved?
39节他那里说，入沉沦就是对应的魂得救的相反的一面。
Here in verse 39, there's this contrast between going...drawing back to perdition and saving of the soul.
退后就是与有信心相对应的反面。
So perdition is the contrast for the saving of the soul, and drawing back is the contrast for believing.
38节他说，没有因信而活，就是退后了。有信心就是因信而活。
In verse 38, it says, if we do not live by faith, then we will draw back, and if we live by faith, then we will not draw back.
也就是说，当我们今天如果离开因信而活，离开这个实际，我们就落到一种沉沦的光景当中，我们就在神的面前成为退后的人。
In other words, if we leave the reality of living by faith, then we would become those who are drawing back, and we would enter into this perdition.
我们魂的情况就不能得拯救，我们的心思情感和我们所要的就一直在那里捆绑我们。
And our soul cannot be saved, and our emotions or in our minds will continue to bind us.
我就一直是一个坚持自己意思，永远不肯放手的人。
And I would be someone who's holding on to my own desires and cannot let go.
什么是因信而活的？
What is living by faith?
或者说什么是因着一件事情而活呢？
Or rather, what is living by something?
我今天能不能说我因着我这条领带而活呢？
Today, can I say I live by my tie?
我肯定不能这么说的。
Surely not.
为什么？
Why?
因为我没有这条领带，我依然可以活。
Because without this tie, I can still live.
我只能说我今天是使用这条领带来方便了我的生活，为着我的生活。
I can only say that this tie is for my living.
但我不能说我因我的领带而活。
But I cannot say I live by my tie.
那我能不能说我今天因着我的车子而活呢？
Could I say that I live by my car?
当然也不行。
Of course not.
因为我没有车子，我仍然可以活。
Because without my car, I can still live.
我只能说我使用了我的车子，为着我的生活，方便了我的生活。
I can only say that the car is for my living. It provides convenience.
让我的生活更好了。
It betters my life.
但我不能说我因着我的车子而活。
But I cannot say that I live by my car.
那我能不能说我今天因着我的工作而活？
Could I say that I live by my job?
准确地说，我也不能这么说。
Strictly speaking, I cannot say that either.
因为我没了工作，我还能活。
Because without my job, I can still live.
因为家里姊妹还有工作。
Because my wife still has a job.
我有了工作，只是让我活得更好一点。
To have a job for me, it is so that we can have better living.
但我不能说我因着我的工作而活。
But I cannot say that I live by my job.
恐怕我们今天很多时候想到因信而活，过信心的生活的时候，就和我刚说的这三种情况是一样。
Perhaps when we think of living by faith, it is similar to these three examples I just gave.
好像这个图画就在我们里面，这就叫因信而活。
It is this imagery is in our mind that this is what's living by faith.
好像我就是使用我的信心，我来使用主，来为着我的生活，来为着方便我的生活，让我过得更好一点。
It is that I'm using my faith to use the Lord and to have a better life and to have better convenience in my life.
我因着相信，我过着一个更舒服的生活，更合我意的生活。
Because of faith, that I could live a more comfortable life, a life that is more pleasing to me.
这不就是信心的生活吗？
Isn't that living by faith?
这就是我因信而活了。
This is living by faith.
但这根本不是因信而活。
But no, that's not living by faith.
所以信心的生活就是因信来过我的生活。因信而活就是因信来为着我的生活。因信而活就是因信让我过更好的生活。这就是我们所错误的以为。
The wrong conception is that living by faith is living by faith so that we can live the life that we want. That living by faith is to have a more comfortable life.
我用信心让主帮我毕业。
And using my faith, I can have the Lord help me graduate.
我用信心让主帮我找工作，帮我有身份，帮我找配偶。
To find a job, to have legal status, to find a wife.
但那个背后完全是为着我自己所要的。
But behind that, it is all for my own needs.
为着我的生活，过更好的生活。
For my own living, to have a better living.
这就是弟兄们一直在讲的，以需要为导向的生活。
This is what brothers have been sharing regarding need-driven life.
表面上看起来也在过信心的生活。
Superficially, it looks like we're living by faith.
我也得着了工作，我也得着了毕业，好像主也给我了。
I graduated, I found job. This is seems like the Lord is giving these to me.
但这不是我们基督徒该过的因信而活的生活。
But this is not the life that Christians should have regarding living by faith.
这绝对不是圣经中所说的因信而活。
This is certainly not the living by faith that the Bible speaks of.
这也不是我们今天传福音要传给朋友们的福音。你因信来为你活。
And this is also not the gospel we preach to gospel friends regarding living by faith.
这是为自己活，用信心作为手段，为着我自己活。
This is living for ourselves, using faith as a method.
我记得我很小的时候生过一次病，是急性的，不能呼吸了当时。
I remember when I was young, I had an illness and it was acute.
然后当时到了医院，医生就说如果再来晚来几分钟就救不活了。
And I couldn't breathe. And when I got to the hospital, the doctor says if you came a few minutes later, you would not have lived.
所以当时给我打了一种针，我就因着那一针活下来。
And then I was given a shot, and by that shot, I lived.
这是可以说我因着那一针活了。
I could say, by that shot, I live.
因为没有那一针，我就不能活。
Because without that shot, I would not have lived.
什么是因信而活？
What is living by faith?
因什么而活？就是说没有这个东西，没有它，我就不能活。
Living by something means if we don't have that something, we cannot live.
因信而活，就是没有主，我就不能活。
Therefore, living by faith is if we do not have the Lord, we cannot live.
如果我今天不来信靠主，我里面就觉得我没有办法活下去了。
If I do not come and believe the Lord today, I cannot live.
我想我们真的重生得救，一定有过这样的经历的。
If we have truly been born again, then we must have had this experience.
我自己刚信主的时候就这样的感觉。
When I first believed the Lord, I had this feeling.
那时候根本没有听过什么的知识。
I didn't learn of this knowledge.
但我记得我那时候每天早上一起来，我就跟主说，主啊，如果今天没有你，我真的不知道要怎么办，怎么去面对我前面的生活。
But when I first believed, when I woke up every morning, I would tell the Lord, if I do not have you today, Lord, I do not know how to face today.
如果你不和我在一起，我一定又要 messed up, 我就完了。
If you're not with me, then I will surely mess up.
不要让我自己去面对这一天，你一定要跟我一起。
Do not leave me alone to face today by myself. You have to be with me.
当我们什么时候里面无助，里面软弱，但同时又要来认识他，又要来依靠他的时候。
When we are helpless within and hopeless, and we turn to the Lord.
这个时候我们就在因信他而活。
Then at that moment, we're living by faith in him.
我们就看到主的确给我们够用的恩典。
And we see indeed,that he gives us sufficient grace.
好多事情是过得来的。
Many things are possible.
我那时候好多有时候晚上回到家里躺在床上，里面真的很感动。
Back then, I would often get home and I would lie in my bed and I would truly be moved in my heart.
我都不知道我这一天是怎么过来的。
I do not know how I lived that day.
我里面真的感觉主啊，没有你，我今天怎么过得来的？
I truly had that feeling, Lord, if I didn't have you today, I would not be able to face today.
是你在暗中一直在我旁边保护我。
It is you protecting me in secret.
还能够安然地入睡。
So that I could go sleep.
主的话实在是真实的。
The Lord's words are faithful.
当我们在那里要来依靠他，要来信靠他的时候。
When we want to rely on him and trust in him.
我们就发现我们里面的心思情感里面所有的浮躁好像就得了拯救了。
Then we find that our mind and our emotion and all and rest seems to be saved.
我们就不在那个黑暗当中一直往沉沦当中走了。
Then we are no longer going into perdition and darkness.
我们好像慢慢就回到他的面前，再走一条向前的路了。
And it seems like we're getting back to him and walking that way forward.
因信而活就是说，我们时常要经历到，没有主，我就不能活了。
Living by faith speaks of that we need to often experience that if we do not have the Lord, then we cannot live.
所以主时常安排我们的环境，要带我们进到那种软弱无助的情况当中。
And that is why God often arranges our circumstances to bring us into a circumstance where we are helpless and in need.
让我们里面感觉我好紧张啊，我好害怕，我好焦虑，好烦乱啊。
To make us feel, to let us realize that we are so afraid and we are so in unrest.
我真的不知道要怎么办了，我好像要放弃了。
And I do not know what to do. I'm about to give up.
就是这些的情况带我们引我们来学习什么是因信他能够活。
It is through these circumstances that he lets us practice and learn how to experience that we will live only because we have faith.
如果没有这种事情，主不把我们带到这种惧怕这种软弱当中。
If we do not have these circumstances to bring us into those conditions,
我就可以因着我的经验活。
Then I can live by my experience.
我可以因着我的钱财活。
I can live by my money.
我可以因着我的人情世故而活。
I can live by the circumstances that I'm in.
如果什么事情都随我们的意思，我们是绝对不可能过因信而活的生活的。
If every circumstance goes our own way, then we cannot experience living by faith.
我们一定会选择那个舒服，靠别的东西而活的生活。
Then we would certainly choose that comfortable life of relying on other things.
主是安排万事，让我们能够因信而活，真的在他面前成为一个活着的人。
The Lord indeed arranges all things so that we can become those who live by faith.
我们如果向着主真的是认真的，我们一开始就是这样在活的。
If we are serious before the Lord, and even from the beginning, we live this way.
我们真的是一开始就在那里信他而活的。
And we, even from the beginning, we live by faith.
如果我信主这么久，从来没有过，没有他就不能活。
But if after I have believed the Lord for so long and I have never experienced without him, I cannot live.
如果这么长时间我们里面从来向着主没有这样的感觉，那我们真的要来想想，我是否真的重生得救了。
Then we have to think, are we truly born again?
当我们因信而活的时候，把主作为我们的目的在那里活的时候，
When we truly live by faith and live according to his purpose,
把我们所关注的我们的中心摆在主身上的时候，
And we put our focus on the Lord himself,
我们就发现主供应了我的所需。
Then we find that the Lord provides.
好多时候没有刻意的来求，主都供应了这些事情。
Even when we do not particularly ask for these things, God has prepared them for us.
主给我们工作，给我们有身份，给我们有房子，给我们有孩子。
The Lord gives us jobs, gives us legal status, gives us job. I already said jobs. A house.And children.
他给我们属灵的悟性，给我们有经历。
And spiritual understanding and spiritual experience.
给我们服侍他的机会。
Opportunity to serve.
但只要我们一放松，不再绝对的要跟从主了。
But the moment when we relax and we do not absolutely want to follow the Lord.
不在那里积极的要来认识主了。
Do not zealously want to know the Lord.
我不在那里对着每一个在我里面的罪积极的去把它对付掉的时候。
Do not eagerly deal with every sin within.
面对每一个霸占我们的东西，我们不再把它带到主的面前，真的再一次奉献给主的时候。
All those things that fill our minds, we do not bring before the Lord to consecrate ourselves once again to the Lord.
我们自然就离开了因信而活。
Then we'll naturally leave the condition of living by faith.
我们在主的面前就不能够再往前去了。
Then we cannot move forward anymore.
我们在主的面前就成为退后的人了。
Then we become those who are drawing back before the Lord.
好多事情表面上看好像不是那么明显。
Outwardly, it seems perhaps things are not as clear.
一些外面的事情可以盖住我们真实的情况。
Things that are outward perhaps cover our true condition.
但主在马太福音第十章二十六节里说过一句话。
But in Matthew chapter 10 verse 26, the Lord had said something.
主说掩盖的事没有不露出来的，隐藏的事没有不被人知道的。
For there's nothing that's covered that will not be revealed, and there's nothing that's hidden that will not be known.
我们今天可能因着属灵知识而活了。
We perhaps live by spiritual knowledge.
我因着我以前所经历的主而活了。
Perhaps we live by the Lord that we have experienced before.
或者我因着聚会而活了。
Or live by our gathering.
或者我因着所安排给我要服事的事情而活了。
Or live by whatever has been assigned for me to serve in.
今天可能别人看不出来，没有那么明显。
Perhaps others will not know it because it's not so clear.
但我们如果靠着这些事情活，不再靠主了。
But if we rely on these things and not by the Lord.
有一天它就会露出来。
Then one day this will be revealed.
有一天所有真正追求的人他都要知道。
One day all those who pursue will know.
如果今天我们在主的面前不来竭力的认识主
If today we do not strive to follow the Lord,
等到那一天被暴露出来的时候那是更难的
That day when it is revealed, that is even worse
我们一定要求主让我们在他面前能够一直的被纠正
We need to ask the Lord to help us continually be corrected before him
如果要等到外面的事情显出来外面的事情露出来我们里面才感觉才回头的话
If we wait until when these things are exposed, then we turn back.
真的不知道还有没有机会回得来了。
We do not know if we actually will have that opportunity.
求主让我们在他面前时常有一个心，愿意让主来指出我隐而未现的问题。
May we have a desire before the Lord that will often let him point out what issues we have that are hidden.
我想有三件事情是可以帮助我们在主面前有一个警醒的心的。
I think there are three things that I can use to help us have to be alert before the Lord.
第一个就是习惯。
The first is routine.
一旦当我们的生活服事进到一种习惯的模式里面。
Once our living and our service gets into a routine.
生活也步入正轨都适应了。
And everything, we're getting used to it.
我们平时的生活里面也不太感觉很紧张，有处理不了的事情。
And in our daily living, there's not a lot of situations we cannot control, cannot handle anymore.
很多时候不太需要花时间来问主，寻求主，我靠着一些的判断我就可以做了。
We do not no longer need to spend a lot of time asking the Lord, as long as we use our intellect, we can figure things out.
好像就这样在活了。
Then we can live that way.
或者我的聚会啊服事啊也是到了时间就做什么事情。
Or perhaps for our gathering and our service, we go according to schedule.
该祷告我就祷告该交通我就交通今天我该要交通我提前几个小时赶紧准备一下。交通我的感觉。
So, when it's time to pray, we pray. When it's time to fellowship, we fellowship. Before a fellowship meeting, we just spend a few hours preparing so we have something to fellowship.
主日来领了饼杯祷告一次。
And during break of bread, we'll pray exactly once.
然后一周就这么过去。
And that week will pass.
但是里面却是冷淡的。
But our hearts grow cold within.
除了聚会的时间以外，我的里面没有属灵的胃口。
Besides the time we spend gathering, I do not have the appetite for spiritual matters.
我里面向着主没有饥饿的感觉。
I do not have that hunger within before the Lord.
我在祷告的时候里面没有重担压在我的心上。
When I pray, I do not have that heavy burden pressing up on me.
我在交通的时候里面也没有负担想要把它交通出来。
When I fellowship, I do not have that burden to share something.
我在读文章的时候也摸不到我的心。
When I read an article, it doesn't touch my heart.
在平时的时间中我也不会花时间来默想主的话。
And during everyday living, I do not spend time to meditate on the Lord's word.
我里面向着主，没有一些一直解决不了的问题，在那里一直寻求，一直问他的。
And I no longer have these unsolved problems that I continue to press the Lord to help on.
都是按着 schedule 来的。
Everything's according to schedule.
或者我当下就即兴发挥了。
Or perhaps I will improvise.
如果在这种情况里面，我们就要被提醒，我们已经离开主了。
Then if we are in this condition, we need to be reminded we have already been far from the Lord.
我们是因着习惯而活，而不是因着主而活。
We live by routine, not live by the Lord.
好多事情已经成为那个条件反射了。
A lot of things we just have
muscle memory.
好
多不再需要从心中发出呼喊的声音了。
I do not have to cry out from my heart anymore.
可能我们自己都不觉得很糟有时候。
Perhaps we don't even notice that that's a terrible situation.
我们如果落在这样的情况里面，在神的面前就是退后的人。
But if we are in that condition, then we are those who draw back in the eyes of the Lord.
第二个，灵里懒惰。
Second is spiritual laziness.
圣经当中有很多地方都说到，我们在神的面前不能做懒惰人。
There's a lot of Bible passages that say that we should not be slothful or lazy before the Lord.
时间缘故，我就不读了，我把圣经告诉大家。
I will not read it for time.
有罗马书十二章十一节，第六章第十二节，十三章第十四节。
Romans 12:11, 6:12, and 13:14.
他说到我们向着主不能懒惰。
It speaks of how we cannot be lazy before the Lord.
在对付罪的事情上不能懒惰。
We cannot make, we need to be diligent when dealing with sin.
在为肉体安排不放纵私欲的事情上我不能懒惰。
We cannot make provision for the flesh. We need to be diligent on that matter.
还有很多的事情上我们都不能懒惰。
And a lot of other matters we cannot be lazy.
当我们的心如果向着主是火热的是认真的时候。
If we have a zeal before the Lord in our heart, if we are serious,
我们灵里的情况就是刚强的。
And our spiritual condition will be strong.
那个罪的念头好像一来，那个诱惑一来，我里面就要对他说 stop.
When the thought of sin comes, or when there's a temptation, I will say from within, stop.
我们是不会允许他在我们里面扎根的。
We will not allow, permit them to take root within.
当我们觉得世界上有东西霸占了我的心。我一直陷在那个里面的时候
When I feel that something in this world is occupying my mind
当我们认真向着主主一提醒我们我们就会来对付那件事情了
And when we come before the Lord and the moment the Lord reminds us of that we will deal with that matter
当我们向主认真的时候我们的心思一放纵一在那里想不该想的东西的时候
If we're serious before the Lord and the moment that we relax and we relax our mind and we think of something we shouldn't.
我们会向主有一个呼求，主啊，救我！我不要这样想下去了。
We will have a cry before the Lord. Lord, save me! I do not want to continue to think about this.
但什么时候我们里面的人懒惰了
？But whenever our inner man is lazy.
有一些的罪，我们就容让他在我的身上有权势。
Some sin, we will allow them to have dominion in our body.
我的心里面下不了一个决心。说今天我要离开他了。
And in my heart, I cannot say that today I will leave it.
我们好像在暗中和罪有了一个约定。
It is as if secretly we have this covenant with sin.
今天你只要不让在外面让别人知道我的罪，那我们就这样共存的生活下去。
If you do not come out and let others see that I have the sin, then we'll cohabit.
那我们的良心就污秽了。
Then our conscience will be marked.
我们就不可能回到因信他而活的情况当中。
And we cannot return to the condition of living by faith.
因为我们要在那里躲避神，寻找那个最终之乐。
Because we are there hiding before God to pursue the pleasures of sin.
或者我的爱好、我的兴趣、我的品味，不是罪的事情，在我的心中有了权柄。
Or perhaps my passions, my interests, my tastes, these are not sinful matters.
我里面一直不去对付这件事情。
But they occupy my mind and I do not deal with that.
我们会发现我的时间、我的金钱、我的心思是控制不住的都投在这些事情上面。
Then we'll find that our time, our energy and our money will be poured into these matters.
只有那个聚会的 schedule 来了，我才能够回来一下。
Only when there's a scheduled meeting that I could leave these things for a little bit.
之后我又走掉了。
Then I will go back to these things.
我就和这些私欲共存。
Then I will live with these passions and interests.
但是私欲只要怀了胎，有一天它就要生出罪来。
But these passions can give birth to sin one day.
我们有一天就要被拉倒下来。
One day will be torn down.
一旦这些事情长时间在我们身上有权柄有地位。
As long as we let these things, to stay and to have time,
我们又不去对付它。
And we do not deal with these things.
我们就因着这些事情而活。
Then we'll live by these things.
我们再不可能因信主而活。
And it's impossible to live by faith in the Lord.
各种的愁苦浮躁没有安息连精力都无法集中就出现在我们的情况里面。
All these things we cannot concentrate and this will happen to us.
这是我们离开主的另外一个表现。
This would be another example of leaving the Lord.
还有一种的态度叫做绝对不行。
And there's this attitude of saying there's no way.
什么时候当我所拥有的事物或者我个人的权利我的尊严我的计划我自己的一些主义受到了被碰到的时候
When there are things in my life things that I find important or my ideals when they are in conflict with something
我们里面的反应如果是绝对不行万不可以
If our immediate reaction is no way
并且多次是在同一个问题上面卡住的
And perhaps we often have the same issue on the same matter
只要那个东西一 trigger 我就说绝对不行。
When that thing happens and triggers me, then I say no way.
我要马上起来反抗。
I will rise up to
block that. 绝不退让。
And I would not back down.
那我就要知道我今天已经不再因信而活了。
Then I need to know I'm no longer living by faith.
我是因那件事而活。
I'm living by that thing.
我是因我的尊严而活。
I live by my pride.
我是因我的权利。而活
I live by my rights.
我是因我的完美主义而活
I live by my perfectionism.
我因着我的理想主义而活
I live by my idealism.
我不能因着主再活下去
I can no longer live by the Lord.
没有一个人可以碰到这件事情我绝不允许它发生在我的身上
No one can touch this thing. I do not let this happen to me.
当这样的态度出现在我们里面我们就是为着那件事情而活
When this attitude comes within us,Then we're living for that matter.
因为没有他我就不能活。
Because I cannot live without that.
主给了我们工作给了我们好多的东西。
The Lord gives us jobs or many other material things.
但一当危机出来好像不属于我的时候我们里面就觉得绝对不行。
But if a crisis comes up, we say no way.
在我们刚信主我们里面很容易接受别人的批评。
When we first believe the Lord, we are very willing to receive rebuke.
但是我成长一点了再有人来说我我里面就会觉得你怎么可以这样讲我绝对不行。
But after a while, we have grown up, and when people still rebuke us, he said, no way, how can you rebuke me?
那我就是因着我的面子而活。
Then I'm living by my pride.
因着我的尊严而活。
I live by my faith.
当两个人吵架的时候
when two people are quarreling,
有一口气就好像卡在这里。
Then I cannot let it go.
我就是咽不下去那口气。
I cannot let it go.
我就是为了那口气而活。
Then I hold on to that indignation.
我一定要赢回来，让你心服口服。
I need to win this argument so that you would submit under me.
因为没有那口气，我就不能活了。
If I cannot do this, then I cannot live.
或者因着我的理想主义而活。
Or perhaps living by my ideals.
我们都对着别人对着聚会有一个很高的要求
We have this high standards for others or for our gathering
有时候别人不达标聚会不达标我们就觉着怎么可以这样呢
If others are not meeting the standard if our entire gathering is not meeting the standard we said how could this be
这怎么能是合神心意的聚会呢
How could this be a church after his own heart
我绝对不能接受
I cannot accept it
我们就因着我的理想主义而活
And by my ideals I would live
我们就离开了真的因信我们的主而活
Then we will leave the reality of living by faith
因为我们一旦接受这些事情
Because once we accept these things, then our idealism will be broken. Perhaps we live by our stubbornness.
绝不妥协,
we will not compromise.
一直抓着,
we'll continue to cling on.
这样我们也不能因信主而活,
and we cannot live by faith either.
要真的走到因信而活的路上, 以致我们的魂能得救, 逃主的喜悦, 这实在是我们的一个关口。
This is really the key point. We need to live by faith unto the salvation of our soul so that we can please the Lord.
这些事情的出现都是告诉我们，我们又到了一个关口上。
All these things happen so that we see that we're again at a crossroad.
如果我还要选择因信主而活，我必须在他的面前放下这些事情。
If we still want to choose to live by faith, then before the Lord, we need to lay down these things.
我只有在道主的面前再次更新，我向着他的奉献，我才能真的因信活下去。
We can only come before the Lord and renew our consecration before Him that we can once again live by faith.
否则这些事情就成为我们余生的目标和目的。
Otherwise, these things will become the goals of the rest of our lives.
我不能，一件事情没有了，我不能活。 这件事情就是我的目的，就是我的目标。
If there's a thing that if I do not have it, I cannot live, then that thing becomes my goal, that thing becomes my purpose.
我想当我们真的在主面前祈求，在那里寻找，在那里叩门，我们得着主，找到一点门路的时候，我们里面何等的喜悦。
When we are really there asking, when we're there seeking, when we're there knocking, and we find a little bit away before the Lord, we are so joyful.
我真的感觉放下这些东西是值得的，我的主比这些更宝贵。
We find that it is worth it to lay these things down because my Lord is more precious to me.
当我们遇见主了，没有人要逼着我们，我们自己就要往前走。
When we meet the Lord, no one is pressing us. We will want to follow Him.
主好像一直在那里吸引我们，我们要往前去。The
Lord continues to draw us that we will follow Him.
就是没有人逼我们，我们也要去读他的话，我们也要找属灵的书，要来读他的话。If
there's no one who's pressing us, we will still want to be spiritual books. We want to pursue after Him.
这些事情是我们一生的功课。
This is a matter of learning for all the days of our lives.
但是如果我们允许这些事情来霸占我们，来阻挡我们，
But if we let these things occupy us,
我们在主的面前就成为退后的人。
Then we become those who shrink back before the Lord.
我们今天就再不可能为着主往前而走。
Then we cannot walk forward for the Lord.
我们里面的光景又一直落在那个沉沦的情况里面。
And our condition will continue to be in that perdition.
我们一直愁苦，一直不喜乐，一直的烦躁。
Then we will have sorrow and we cannot have joy and we cannot have peace.
但是这些事情我们需要付上一些代价的。
But for these things we need to pay a price.
希伯来书第二章第三节他又说到一句话。
In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3 there is this word.
我们如果忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
That how can we neglect such great a salvation?
我们很多时候把主 或者把信主的事情，得救的事情，看得没有那么大，没有那么的重要。
Often we do not consider the salvation so great.
所以常常会忽略它。
So we often neglect it.
忽略不是记忆的问题，而是不重要的问题。
Neglect is not because of forgetfulness, but it's because of priority.
如果重要，我们就不会忽略了。
If it is important to us, then we would not neglect it.
如果重要，我就不会不认真，随便的过去了。
If it is important to us, then we would not let it get by.
不是救恩小，而是我们把它看得太小了。It's
not that salvation is small, it is that we consider salvation as small.
所以今天的确有很多东西在那里蒙蔽我们，让主那个荣耀的光照不到我们里面。
Oh, there is something that's hindering us today so that His glorious light cannot shine into our hearts.
总觉得这就是一个信仰罢了，就是一个聚会罢了。
We just find this is merely a religion, this is merely a gathering.
它到底多值得我把一生都投上去呢？
Is it truly worth it for me to cast in my entire life?
难处一来，我想一想就觉得不值得呀。
When difficulty comes, when I think of it and I say it is not worth it.
我的尊严一被碰到，我就觉得当然不值得呀。
When my pride is touched, then I say it is not worth it anymore.
但我的理想主义一被碰到，我就觉得不值得呀。
When someone touched my idealism, then I say it is not worth it anymore.
但我们上周弟兄给我们交通，说我们所蒙的恩乃是大恩。
But last week our brother shared with us that this grace is great.
得的拯救乃是大拯救。
This is a great salvation.
所以我们真的要求主，让我们在他的面前是一个祈求的人，是一个寻找的人，是一个叩门的人，因为有好多的东西我们还没有得着。
that before the Lord, may we ask Him to let us be someone who asks, be someone who seeks, be someone who knocks.
我们要因着这样的寻找，这样的叩门，而进到主所要我们得着的事情当中去。
Because there are so many things that we do not have yet, and by these that we would enter into what He wants.
求主能够让我们相信他的判断，我们不在这里自欺。有两件事情是一定的。
Help. Ask the Lord to help us so that we would not lie to ourselves. There's two things that's assured.
第一件事情就是有信心，因信而活。一定带我们要到魂得拯救。
The first thing is that if we live by faith, then it will lead us to the salvation of the soul. This is assured.
这是一定的，绝不是不一定的。
This is assured.
第二件事
，The second，
就是没有信心，不因信而活，我一定退后的。
That is, if we do not live by faith, then we will surely draw back.
我一定落到沉沦的光景中，一定我的魂不能蒙拯救的。
It will surely lead to perdition. Surely my soul will not be saved.
这是一定的，它绝不是不一定的。
This is for sure as well.
我们如果不相信它是一定的，我们就没有办法真的有力在主面前去追求。
If we do not believe that this is assured, then we would not have strength to pursue.
让我们真的抓住主的话，主既然应许，我们就要得着。
And we cling on to His word, for He has promised.That we will receive it.
我们要在主面前成为一个追求的人，成为一个叩门的人，成为一个一直寻找的人。
We will before Him be someone who continues to ask, continues to seek, continues to knock.
我想下面我本来就要说到第十一节的第十一章第一节所望之事。
Originally, I was going to talk about chapter 11, verse 1, the substance of things hoped for.
今天没有时间，大家可以回去自己思想一下。
I do not have time today, so perhaps you can go back and meditate upon it yourself.
这是帮助我们真的进到因信而活一件很重要的事情。
This is important to help us enter in to living by faith.
我们一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们的情况在你面前你是知道的。
Lord, you know our condition.
愿你得着我们。
May you gain us.
主啊，在我们还有机会。还有时间，心中向着你还有感觉的时候，主啊，求你来拯救我们。
When we still have opportunity, when we still have time, when we still have that feeling within, may you save us.
主啊，让我们在你面前真的成为寻求的人，成为叩门的人，不成为落后的人。
That we would truly be people who seek and knock, and not those who draw back.
主啊，求你一定要做成这件事情。
Lord, you have to do this.
主啊，只有你做事，我们才有出路。
Only if you do this, that we will have a way out.
主啊，如果你不做事，我们就成为一个无路可走的人。
If you do not do this, then we will have no way out.
主啊，愿你怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
真的照着我们所求的，让我们能够寻见你。
According to what we ask, that we will find you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.